genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. And you'll want to keep that number handy because we'll be giving away four sandwiches or four salads from Urbane Cafe just a little bit later in the show. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is persevering in challenging times. Each of my guest segments will focus on persevering when times are tough. My first guest is a true American hero. He served our country during Vietnam and was taken prisoner for over 6 years in a North Vietnamese prison camp. During that time, he learned a lot about survival. He'll teach us what he learned from his book titled I'm No Hero. The second segment is something new. It's a call-in segment. Several listeners have requested this. I'll open up the mic to callers, let them express whatever's on their mind. We'll look at all the topics that you want to tackle. My third guest is the daughter of one of America's true pioneers, the man who broke the race barrier in Major League Baseball, Jackie Robinson. We'll discuss his life and times with her from her latest series of books, the Jackie Robinson series, this book titled Jackie's Gift. And if you want to call in, ask a question, or just join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Captain Charlie Plum, has lived what he believes to be the American dream. He was a farm kid from Kansas. He fantasized about airplanes, although he felt certain that he'd never have the opportunity to pilot one. He would then join the United States Navy, which afforded him the opportunity to live out his dreams. After graduating from the Naval Academy, Charlie completed flight training and reported to Miramar Naval Air Station in San Diego, where he flew the first adversarial fights in the development of what would be called the Navy Fighter Weapons School, commonly called Top Gun. Codenamed Plumber, Charlie flew 74 successful combat missions over North Vietnam and made over 100 carrier landings. On his 75th mission, just 5 days before the end of his tour, Plum was shot down over Hanoi, taken prisoner, tortured, and spent the next 2,103 days as a prisoner of war. Following his repatriation, Charlie continued Navy flying career in the reserves. To this day, Charlie continues to love to fly at every opportunity. He personally has owned 8 airplanes, the most treasured one being a World War II PT-19 open cockpit antique. Medals and decorations that Charlie has received in his military career include the Silver Star, 2 Purple Hearts, a Bronze Star, Legion of Merit, the POW Medal, Air Medals, Combat Action, Unit Citation, Republic of Vietnam Campaign, and a Service Medal. Joining us from Southern California, hi Charlie, how are you today?
Hey Bill, that's quite an introduction, man. I want to meet this guy.
Yeah, he is a hero, there's no doubt about it. And Charlie, just let me say, on behalf of all of my listeners, thank you for your years of service and for your sacrifice to this country, so thank you very much for that.
Nice of you to say.
Well, these are difficult times for a lot of Americans, and we often think that it's bad, but obviously it's no comparison to what you went through as a prisoner of war in Vietnam. During your 6-year incarceration, you kind of had to develop life and survival skills, and you learned some valuable lessons along the way. What were some of those lessons that you learned while you were in the North Vietnam POW camp?
I think the first thing I learned in the POW camp is the very baseline for overcoming challenges of the day, and that is, you have a choice. I think in the midst of the recession and losing jobs and challenges with families, we frequently back into the corner and say, I don't have any control of my destiny. You know, I am being pushed from every side. I have a pressure from bottom and top, and And I just don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to feel. I don't have any control. The truth of the matter is, you do have control. In fact, and I found this out in the first 3 months in the prison camp, I have control. I still have control of the most important thing in life. I mean, the communists had taken away, you know, my fancy airplane, my fancy uniform, my family, my country, you know, everything. I was in an 8-foot by 8-foot box.
Wow.
They'd taken away everything but the most important thing of all, and that is control of my attitude. You know, I still could smile. I could chuckle. I could be happy. I could be sad. I had control of that. And when I figured that out, and it took a while to do it, when I figured that out, I thought, there's nothing more important, you know, in my quality of life than my attitude.
Well, Charlie, that's an interesting point, because how do you maintain a positive attitude? You were physically tortured there after you were taken prisoner. It had to be difficult. How did you make that mind adjustment? Because many of my listeners might be going through not something similar to this, but needing to make that mind adjustment. How did you do it?
A lot of it's just talking to yourself, you know, just mental self-stimulation. It's, you know, it's coaching. It's thought processes. And the beauty of it is, the more you overcome challenges, the more ready you are to face new challenges. And so once you get that, you know, once you get that internal mindset that, hey, I can do this, I can survive. And sometimes it's just a step at a time. And in the prison camp, it was minute by minute, you know, but each minute that I was alive and each minute that that I was aware, you know, of myself and my surroundings, that meant that I could face the next minute. It was almost like a series of stair steps. You know, I'm okay so far. I'm okay so far. And if you can continue to think that way, then you find out that, yes, you do have control of your destiny.
My guest is Charlie Plum, a former Navy aviator, as well as a prisoner of war during the Vietnam War. Charlie, a lot of us get trapped in what you might call prisoner thinking. And how do you overcome, or how do you reverse that prisoner thinking of thinking that you have absolutely no control whatsoever?
It takes guts. You know, it takes getting out of your comfort zone. You get into this woe is me mode of life, and you're showering yourself with pity, and you go into this little pity party of your own, and it's almost comfortable. You know, in those prison camps, I found that the greatest barriers of all weren't the walls, the 8 feet between the walls. It was the 8 inches between my ears. It was a mental game. It was absolutely a thought process, and I, for so long, and just three steps one way and three steps the other, I would pace in that cell and thinking, you know, this is the limit. My limit is 8 feet. In reality, I was getting my limit turned out to be this 8 inches between my ears. The blaming everybody else for my problems and feeling sorry for myself, and I was certainly suffering from what I call prisoner thinking. And I think we do that in life today, you know. We're so quick to blame the politicians, blame the weather, blame the spouse, blame the manager for all of our problems. And when we do that, we give away control of our life. Because in blaming other people, then you deny that you have any say-so in the outcome of your life. So that's what prison thinking is blaming other people for your problems and feeling sorry for yourself and backing into this corner.
Well said, well said. My guest is Charlie Plum. Charlie, I hate to take you back to those very difficult 2,103 days that you were a prisoner, but I'm just curious, and never having been in that situation, I'm sure many of my listeners are curious too. What is it like being a POW? I mean, you've got the 8-foot by 8-foot cell. You're in solitary confinement. There's nobody in there with you. How did you communicate? How did you, you know, just keep from going wacko?
We did communicate, and that was another piece of the survival formula. Was that I had wonderful guys on both sides of the wall. Last month, as a matter of fact, you interviewed Jerry Coffey.
I did, you're right.
And I was with Jerry day before yesterday. We were at the Tailhook Convention. We're both Navy flyers, and we have this meeting in Reno, Nevada every year for all guys who have flown off aircraft carriers. Well, Jerry told you last month about the TAP code.
Yes.
And he described that to you. A certain number of numbers would represent various letters of the alphabet or abbreviations. And in fact, Jerry, in his speeches, talks about tapping on the wall. Well, I was the guy on the other side of the wall.
Ah.
I was next door to Jerry Coffey for about a year and a half. We got to know each other like brothers, but we'd never seen each other. And that was one of the survival pieces, of course, was other people. I think that's true in life. I think when you get down on yourself and down on your job and down on your family, you need to tap in to resources and other people, because as bad as it looks, you know, I mean, as bad as you can feel for yourself, you see other people who've been through the same kinds of things, and even worse. Jerry Coffey was over there for nearly 8 years. I was just over there for nearly six. And so anytime I started feeling sorry for myself and not knowing how to act, I thought to myself, well, here's a guy who has been here for 2 years, for goodness sakes. He's been through everything I have. The guy is still smiling. He's still passing me jokes on the wall. You know, we're still planning for the future. And it gave me great inspiration just to tap into those resources.
That's great. My guest is Charlie Plum, author of the book, I'm No Hero, a POW story as told to Glenn DeWolf. And, you know, the title of your book, Charlie, is a little bit self-effacing, because I'm No Hero. I would contend, and I'm sure many of my listeners would contend too, that for your service and everything that you did, you were a hero. But let's talk about leadership, if we can, for just a minute, because there you are in your cell, your 8x8 cell, and you really have nobody but yourself. How did you master not only leading yourself, but maybe the other guys on both sides of the wall with you?
To begin with, to be a leader, I think you have to be confident. You have to be sure that you are doing the right thing. And so that's the first step, is leading yourself. But once you get that, you know, once you feel like, hey, I'm doing something right. My actions, my thoughts, my deeds are something correct. And then communicate with other people and truly care about them. I think that's what true leaders do, is they care about their people. And basically, I see that as the difference between a manager and a leader. A manager, you know, works with things, and a leader actually works with people. And to find that somebody else cares about you, just tapping on a wall and to have somebody else tap back to you meant that, hey, I'm a real person. I'm going to be okay. And that was the leadership that was shown by, well, all the guys there, Stockdale and Denton, and John McCain was a great leader. Although he wasn't a senior guy, he was one of the best leaders we had.
That's good to know. My guest is Charlie Plum. Charlie, you mentioned tapping on the wall with your cellmate, Jerry Coffey, and you guys would pass jokes back and forth. Obviously, jokes help lift your spirits and that kind of stuff. But how do you keep your humor going? How do you share that humor when you're being incarcerated for nearly 6 years?
You know, you find humor in every little thing. And I can remember times in that prison cell that I was just doubled over with laughter, you know, till my stomach would hurt. We would add puns. We numbered our jokes, you know. Then we would add on to the joke. We would talk about funny experiences that we had had in the past, and we would talk about the pranks that we would play on people when we finally got home. And it was just, you know, it was another survival technique. If you have the choice of crying about something or laughing about something, it's a lot healthier to laugh.
And that it is. Now, Charlie, I don't think you would ever wish for another person to endure what you went through during your 6 years of imprisonment. But if you could give just one lesson, one piece of advice to somebody to help them better prepare for life, what would that lesson be?
Well, you know, obviously I've already said that don't forget that you have the choice. The second thing is serve other people. A lesson of life, I think, is that it gives meaning to serve. And any way you can, you know, volunteer in organizations. One of the things you mentioned, that I have this antique airplane. I actually keep it at Camarillo Airport.
Oh, right up there.
Right in your backyard.
Sure.
And it's part of the CAF there, the Commemorative Air Force. And in fact, fact, I put in a plug for the museum. It's a great little museum there. Then they have all kinds of World War II aircraft there, and my PT-19 Fairchild. And of course, we have air shows. We've got Oktoberfest coming up, as a matter of fact. It will be held at our hangar there at Camry Air Force. Yeah. But that's one of the things that I do, is I volunteer for things. I try to help people out, and I think that that's one of the keys to facing hard times is share yourself, share your talents.
Oh, and I think that's great. Now, Charlie, I'm a bit of an airplane aficionado. I love the World War II era of airplanes. The PT-19, what type of airplane was that? Was that a trainer similar to the T-34?
Yeah, PT stands for primary trainer. It was the first plane that these young guys would jump into, and it's frequently called the cradle of heroes because they started with this trainer before they went on to the P-51s and the P-39s, the Lightning, the P-38s, all of the pursuit and fighter airplanes. But they started with the PT-19, uh-huh. Open cockpit, tail dragger, big wooden propeller on the front, fabric covered. The skin of the fuselage is actually was originally cotton. It's just painted over cotton. And yet it's a fairly large airplane, so you need to go out and see that.
Boy, I can hear the enthusiasm in your voice. My guest is Captain Charlie Plum, author of the book I'm No Hero. Charlie, when you're talking to your family, when you're talking to your grandchildren about what happened in the North Vietnam prison camp, how do you explain your situation and how do you explain how you survived to them?
Four children, no grandchildren yet, but my and our kids are in their 20s now. And they've heard my story 1,000 times. I still speak a couple of times a week all over the country. And so my kids have heard this message 100 times. And like most kids, it takes a while for this thing to sink in. As they were teenagers, I think they were a little reluctant to really buy into my story. But it's amazing how they're coming back now. And in fact, they frequently remind me, you know, we're driving down the road and I, you know, somebody cuts me off and I wave my fist and utter some words and my son will say, Dad, you're giving away your choice. you're blaming somebody else for your problem. You're getting into that prison thinking again. So they're quoting me.
The lesson was learned. My guest has been Charlie Plum, author of the book I'm No Hero, a POW story as told to Glenn DeWerf. And Charlie, if people are interested about you, about your story, want to learn more about you, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Got a great website, charlieplum.com. That's charlieplumb.com.
Charlieplum.com. Charlie, it has been an honor. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, thanks, Billy.
Thank you.